Chapter 9. The Adventure Begins. Dr. Howard's class normally seemed long to Robert, Chris, and Rennie. But that afternoon,
it felt especially interminable.
The teacher had graciously allowed the three to sit back together again, after a strict warning at the start of class. And for the most part, they remained quiet. But throughout, Robert nervously drummed his fingers on his desk. Chris kept anxiously darting his eyes back and forth to survey the room. And Rennie impatiently doodled winged dragons, unicorns, and other favorite mythical beasts in his technology notebook when he should have been taking down the latest notes. Occasionally they would eye the oval clock mounted high on the wall next to the chalkboard on the far end of the room. And Dr. Howard always took that as a sign of disrespect, since it was clear they weren't paying attention to his lecture
and couldn't wait for his class to end.
Usually, that would be enough for a punishment, but after yesterday's fiasco, he figured they were disciplined enough. For now. Eventually, Robert tracked the movement of Chris's wild eyes, which kept ping-ponging between the supply closet and classroom door. And Robert gave him a quizzical look. Chris didn't respond, not understanding his point. Not wanting to talk out of turn again, like yesterday, Robert instead borrowed the old tried-and-true school ritual of note-passing. Carefully, slowly, and as quietly as possible, Robert tore off the corner of one of the pages in his notebook, scribbled down a message, folded it, and passed it to Chris next to him when their teacher's back was turned. Chris eagerly opened it.
"What are you doing? Your eyes look crazy."
As was the custom, Chris scrawled his reply on the opposite side of the original message. And judging by how long it was taking, it was clear he had more to say than Robert. He then passed the note back just as Dr. Howard turned around. Robert immediately covered the paper with his folded hands and stared intently at his teacher, as supposed proof of his concentration on the lecture. It was almost a parody of how a student was supposed to act. And again, Dr. Howard was going to call him out for it. But he had wasted enough time the day before punishing him and had too much work to get through that day. Robert unfolded Chris's note.
"I'm trying to measure the distance between the closet and the classroom door when we make our escape. I hope we have enough time to give him the slip."
Robert tried to stifle a chuckle. Chris really is a detective sometimes, he thought. It felt like they were in a heist movie. He couldn't believe they were actually going to do this, and wondered if they would get away with it.
He felt like a little kid again,
as if he were back in his yard with Danny playing cops and robbers with plastic water guns and bandanas. He was going to write a response when the bell rang. He was having so much fun passing notes that he completely forgot to keep track of the clock.
"All right, class,"
Dr. Howard announced, resignedly placing his worn-down chalk back on the chalkboard's lower shelf.
"You've suffered enough."
The class collectively marveled at the teacher's uncharacteristic self-awareness, an audible gasp almost escaping their lips. Then they all excitedly filed out the door. All except three, that is. Dr. Howard himself was about to leave to reward himself with a coffee when the gang set their plan into action. Chris and Rennie got up from their desks and prepared to walk toward the professor as Robert pretended to gather his belongings at his desk. An astute teacher probably would have noticed that it doesn't take several minutes just to place one notebook in a school bag and zip it up. But Dr. Howard wasn't your average teacher who cared about such things. And that's exactly what the wild boars were counting on. What Robert was actually doing was emptying his backpack and cramming all his books and supplies into his technology desk. Luckily for them, it was their last class of the day, so he wasn't going to need his books anyway.
Robert managed to fit the last fat textbook, Math, Natch, into the desk's opening
when several pens spilled out from the stuffing and clacked loudly on the floor.
Now Dr. Howard was paying attention.
He spun around in Robert's direction, just as Chris and Rennie approached him at the front of the room.
Excuse me,
Chris began, grabbing Dr. Howard's arm. Dr. Howard peevishly peered down at Chris's hand, his eyes seemingly saying,
"How dare you touch me?"
Noticing this, Chris immediately withdrew his hand.
"May we have a word with you?"
he asked. Dr. Howard fully turned toward Chris and Rennie as Robert cautiously snuck behind him and quietly entered the supply closet.
"A word?"
he asked Chris suspiciously. He may not have always paid attention to his students' antics, but he also knew they didn't exactly talk like reporters from the 1940s either.
"What my good friend Chris here means," Rinny added helpfully, but, as usual, stumbling all over himself,
is that we were really impressed with your lecture today and wanted to know if you were willing to elucidate and extrapolate your point further.
Chris rolled his eyes. He would have slapped his forehead in painful frustration if their teacher wasn't directly in front of them.
Elucidate and extrapolate?
This wasn't the common vernacular of a pair of 13-year-olds. Clearly, Rennie was overcompensating to impress their teacher. Just as clearly, Dr. Howard was on to their game.
Really?
He asked, flashing a large set of shiny, shark-like teeth. Dr. Howard moved in for the kill.
And why don't you elucidate to me your favorite part of my lecture?
Favorite part?
Rennie asked, glancing at Chris for a lifeline.
Yes,
Dr. Howard replied.
In fact, can you even remember the topic of the lecture?
Chris gulped like a doomed villain from a Bugs Bunny cartoon. He felt like he was hovering in midair over a bottomless canyon. All that was missing was a sign reading help.
He had spent all that time worrying about the distance
between the closet and classroom doors that he hadn't bothered paying attention to his teacher's lecture.
Perhaps,
the doctor continued, closing the classroom door in front of them, with an impish smirk twisting his gaunt face.
You boys need to stay after class for extra help.
Rennie panicked, looking at Chris helplessly.
I've got nothing.
Suddenly, a loud smashing sound was heard from the supply closet, and Dr. Howard quickly spun around and walked in its direction.
What the devil was that?
He asked. Rennie ad-libbed.
Our crushed hopes for getting away with this?
Now Chris slapped his forehead. Dr. Howard had had enough. He stormed angrily into the supply closet, but it was too dark to see. After he flicked on the adjacent light switch, the first thing greeting his eyes was a tray of broken test tubes splayed on the floor. Chris and Rennie swiftly sidled up beside their teacher to peer into the closet. Robert was nowhere to be found.
Phew,
Rennie sighed exasperatedly.
Would you shut up?
Chris whispered, rimming him with his elbow. Dr. Howard bent to the floor to pick up one of the broken pieces from his precious test tube collection. Chris thought he saw a tear forming behind the man's glasses.
Who did this?
He asked no one in particular. Chris could see Rennie formulating a response, the gears practically grinding in his brain. And he worried his friend would fall back on his oft-used excuse that he would deliver time and time again at past sleepovers at his house whenever they woke up Rennie's mother. Don't say a mouse. Don't say a mouse. Don't say a mouse, Chris thought. On cue, Rennie asked,
a mouse?
Chris slapped his forehead again as Dr. Howard bent down to get in Rennie's face.
That must have been some mouse,
he said.
It'll chop your skull off, dude. Mice aren't big enough to knock over a tray of test tubes,
Dr. Howard concluded.
Besides,
he snarled,
I'd run a clean ship in this classroom. The only vermin currently occupying it are you gentlemen.
Now Chris was glad he missed Dr. Howard's lecture, because it seemed he was getting a completely new one.
Boys,
their teacher continued with a tone of suspicion,
I don't know what you're up to, but one way or another, I'm going to find...
came from the back of the closet. Dr. Howard strode toward the sound, which appeared to be coming from just behind a green blanket. A dusty green blanket. Like a magician briskly removing a tablecloth without disturbing the contents on top, Dr. Howard whisked the blanket away and revealed what was hiding underneath. There was Robert, huddled in a ball and clutching his backpack with his brother's beloved turbocharger inside. He flashed a sheepish smile and weakly waved back at his astonished professor.
And for my next trick,
Dr. Howard announced. Robert swallowed hard.
I'm going to make you boys disappear.